This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our next guest, last time he was on, we didn't quite get finished with a very important subject. And, you know, maybe we not get finished today. I mean, this is very all-encompassing in so many respects. The Social Security Administration, Social Security card holder, number, whatever all that means. Eric Mattson is he's a pioneer in information systems technology. He's a pioneer in legal reform movement. He's recognized as an expert in the law, and he's helped thousands learn the law and help their situation on teamlaw.net. Teamlaw.net is the website. Eric, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Good to be here.
Yes, very good to have you. Let's just jump right in where we're at Social Security so we don't miss anything. Wherever you want to start, we talked about the Federal Reserve System in 1913 leading up to Britain kind of stepping in and using the Social Security Act in 1935 or somewhere thereabouts. Go ahead and take off from there.
Yeah, well, the situation we're in at this point in time, 1933, as we talked about last time, we talked about the Federal Reserve Bank and the Federal Reserve notes and all that stuff, and then the Corp U.S. Had been put in place in 1871, and then in 1917 they moved the senators from Corp U.S. to being voted by popular vote instead of appointment, as is required in the Constitution, appointment by the state senate and or by the governor if the state senate wasn't seated. So we went over all that stuff last time, and in the Federal Reserve notes, they were rented transaction instruments as the process began. In 1933, 20 years later, the United States government, Corp U.S., had not paid back any of the interest, any of the rent on the notes, and none of the interest on the rent, and so the Federal Reserve Bank called for the payments that had been past due, and they were ready to drop out of the whole thing. Let me
pause you right there.
Yeah.
I hate to get you sidetracked, but this is so key. What if America at that point, and the bank said, "Well, you haven't paid any interest." What if America would have said, "You know what? Screw you. I don't care. Get out of our face." What would have happened?
Well, it was Corp U.S. that was doing it, not America.
And right.
So
good point.
America didn't have a whole lot to say. The corporation had the contracts, and if they were to have done that at that time, Great Britain's pound was the global reserve currency, and if the United States hadn't paid its own debt to the Federal Reserve Bank and the seven families that had set that up, which are global families, then globally, the United States credibility would have been right out the door, and there's not a whole lot they could have done. Your economy would have crashed, and
the economy had crashed anyway.
But once you made no, it didn't. It could have gone over that. They shut down the bank for 3 days of the bank holiday, and so then in 1933, the bank holiday, they shut down the bank for 3 days. Corp U.S. was able to get the Reserve Bank to renegotiate the terms of their agreement and committed to start at least paying back some of the interest on the debt. And they agreed to generate another issue of Federal Reserve notes, but this time they were going to be issued without the side deal to the American people. That side deal was that if the American people were to bring the notes into the Federal Reserve Bank, they would exchange them for actual money, gold and silver coin money. And so after 1933, that deal was over, and so they collected all the old notes and put them into the old contract, and the new notes that came out had printed on them good for legal tender for all debts, public and private, and they adjusted the statutory laws dealing with that type of security in the nation so the currency would continue to function. And people, it was like having a three-day weekend and you're back into everything operating just like it had been before, except the Federal Reserve Bank or the United States government still needed to figure out a way to start paying back the rent, which they hadn't figured out. So that's when Great Britain offered the solution of this program that they had basically written up for what's called the Social Security system. So that was originally derived from input from Great Britain. Congress took it, made some slight adjustments, put it into place under the Social Security Act of 1935. So in that act, if you read the opening paragraph of that act, there's a whole bunch of things in that act that they say they're going to do this, that, and the other thing. But when you read that act, thinking about the Constitution as we've gone over it, and the authorities that were granted in the Constitution for the federal government's function, you'll notice that, again, the Constitution is the source of all authority operating in the government as it was initiated. And then under the Constitution, when we went over the stuff we did with the Civil War, there were things that the government needed to do to bring the South back in to equal status with the other states. And some of those things they needed to do, they couldn't do under the auspices of government. So they set up Corp US, where it could contract for services. And again, it was just a business that could contract for services. And the authority for setting up Corp US, we went over that as well, is in the Constitution, where it says that they can pass any law within the 10-mile square. So that's where it was working. That's where it's functioning. They set these guys up with what they called the carpetbaggers, who went down with land titles to give those things up. But once that type of process was done, here's this corporation, and it could borrow funds, it could do anything that a corporation could do. And so it would contract with others to do all kinds of things. It floated bonds, it did all kinds of things. So we get to this point in time where the debt with the Federal Reserve Bank came due and they couldn't pay it, so they renegotiated, they've got this new thing. They only got that first issue of those new Federal Reserve notes, and this wasn't going to continue if they didn't start paying that interest back. So the United States government, Corp US, had to figure some way of doing that, and that's where the Social Security Act comes in. The main purpose, again, of the Act, it was created in 1935, so it went from 33 with the bankruptcy to a year and some time, not quite 2 years, 1935, because you're in the middle of 33 when the bank closure takes place, and then you come forward 1935, the Social Security Act goes in place. So between 1 and 2 years in that position, you need to find a way to generate excess capital. So what's one of the – when we read that opening paragraph, the Social Security Act 1935, has a bunch of things that they want to do in helping elderly and blind and people that don't have the capacity to work for themselves, and means whereby these kinds of things could be done, and so that people, when they get in their elderly age, that there could be some support for that. And all these were nice ideas of things could be done, but when we go back and look at the Constitution, there was no authority in the Constitution for any of those things to be done except one. So you look at everything else that's there, and what the Social Security Act did was it provided a means whereby those things could be done by the government, but in order to carry out any of those functions other than that one thing, they had to have a contractual relationship with states or other parties to implement those things and make them work and function. So when you read that opening paragraph, the one thing that stands out that they did have authority to do, and that was to generate excess capital. So when we take away everything that isn't constitutionally empowered out of that opening paragraph, the one thing that is constitutionally empowered is they could generate excess capital. So through this new service, they were going to generate excess capital. But even that doesn't say how they're going to do that. So we take a look at that process. What happens? The Social Security Act of 1935 doesn't really go into a lot of details about the Social Security system itself. It goes into details of the administration, how things are created, and all that work. You read through the whole act, you get done, and you go, okay, so how does the Social Security system work? To get that, you've got to go over to regulations and rules and process. And you take a look at the process. And what is the process? Well, they created this thing, a form called the SS5 form. That's what it's called today. The SS5 form is the form from Social Security Administration on which anyone that desires a relationship for someone with the Social Security Administration can fill out this form. Now, the person that fills out the form does not have to be the applicant for the relationship. It's just someone who is putting forth that form, and then there's going to be information on it. Now, when you read the form and you see what's written on it, the first few items on the form are dealing with the living birth of a living man, woman, or child. A person who was born and recorded there on that form for that purpose and that function right there. So this person that is being set forward for a relationship with Social Security Administration on that application have information on their name, their birth date, some information about their parents / guardians, and a mailing location, some other information there, but a mailing location as to where this person could be contacted. Okay, so then the Social Security Administration, they take that form, and they take the data that's on that form, and they're going to put that data into a record. It's called the 6058 Master File Record for the Social Security Administration's the name's quite a long name, but it's just basically the Master File Record for Social Security Administration. It's where the database of all of the data that goes into the records behind the Social Security cardholders. So when we take a look at that and we go into the code, we read what it says in the code. In the code, it says that they create a name and an account number. And then they register that name and account number in that database is in the 6058 record. So they register that name and account number as index fields in that 6058 record. Now again, when you look at that in the law, it says they created the name and the account number, and it's where it says register, you look that up, the definition of register as it applies to that statute, and you find that that means that they record the ownership of that name and account number. And Congress says, and Social Security Administration repeating that, says they created that name and account number to uniquely distinguish the cardholder from any people of the same or of a similar name.
Eric.
All right.
This is fascinating. When we come back, we got a short segment. I'll try to summarize, and you tell me where I'm wrong so we can get up to speed. This is such first-class, great information. Eric Mattson from TeamLaw.net. Stay tuned.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, this short segment with Eric Mattson from TeamLaw.net, we're going to try to summarize, and see if I got this. This is crucial. This is where the rubber meets the road on really the transition from you being a child of God, endowed by God, an American, into this basically a corporate underbelly of something totally different, and Corp USA America, completely different. So basically, America got in a situation, Corp USA America got into a situation where they owed money to the Federal Reserve Bank. Britain came in and created an alternative where we can generate funds through a social security system where people can sign on. We'll pass it off like we're helping blind, the deaf, and dumb, and help retirement for different people or whatever. And then people sign up and they create, and then an account is created. And the account is the same name as the person who signs for or their parents. A number is given, and it differentiates from the person itself. So an alternate person, a mirror image, a counterfeit, if you will, of the living person is created in a digital type account.
No.
Okay.
No.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No. All that last part, you start talking about this counterfeit person and this digital person and this other stuff like that. All of that's wrong. None of that has any application whatsoever. That's patriot mythology. That.
Well, hold on right there. Stop right there.
They jump out there and they jump into that. Call it patriot.
Okay. I want to clarify, and so people are clear and please understand. It's hard to understand. Now, I believe there's some validity to what I just say. You're telling me there's not really none at all. What I'm saying is it's counterfeit. Well, hold on. It's counterfeit in the sense that they create a name that is just like yours. It has that name and that number, and it's passed off or it's held out as a carrot so you think it's you. Is that not true?
No, people do that on their own.
Okay, well, then that's a counterfeit and that's a fraud. Because passed off, and then the government accepts it like it's true.
It's not fraud, and it's not counterfeit, and that's not what's happening. What the United States government did is it created a business, just a business trust. And when the application is filled out, it's usually not filled out by the person who takes on the responsibilities with the cardholder. But you have to understand what the cardholder is and how it works and functions. We didn't get to that yet. So without jumping into that.
Okay, time out. Stop right there. Stop right there.
Yeah.
Nobody in America, hardly, except you and a few other people, and this is very important information. I hate to argue with you here at this point. Nobody understands what those responsibilities are. So for the government to put – hold on, Eric. Hold on.
Yeah.
For the government to put this out there like that and offer it, whether we're ignorantly doing it or not, and just go along with it, to me, in my book, that's some sort of counterfeit and fraud, or at least they're certainly playing upon your ignorance at the very least. Yes or no?
Well, they're definitely playing on your ignorance, but the process that was set up, and when people talk about it being counterfeit and call it being fraud and all that kind of stuff, that might be possible for it being true if they hadn't disclosed everything that was going on.
Exactly. Nobody discloses anything. They don't disclose. Eric, hold on. Nobody in America knows this. Nobody. 99.9% of the people in America do not know this.
Oh, absolutely, you're correct. And every single one of them has a Social Security card. Now, if you take that Social Security card out from wherever you have it stored and look on the back of it, it says clearly, this card does not belong to you. It is not your
card. All right, stop. Let me, here, I'll tell you exactly where it's fraud. Now, they've already passed a law in this country, you tell me I'm wrong, that they cannot use a Social Security number as a requirement for you to exercise rights or exercise certain privileges.
That's
is
right.
That true?
Still it. That's
okay.
Still law. That's
okay.
Correct. To this
okay.
Very day, that's still law. That's correct.
Okay. That's right. So is it fraud or is it not fraud when the driver, when the DMV and the government tries to require you to give a Social Security number to get a driver's license? Is that fraud?
No. That's not fraud. Okay. As again, if you take a look at the problem here, the problem with all of this and has been with every single thing and every single step in this way, the problem is the people do not know the law. The law is plain, it's clear, it's right there in front of them, and they don't know what the law is, so they do everything they do on hearsay. And the hearsay is coming from sources that don't know what they're talking about.
Well, here's part of the pause again. Pause again. Pause again. Part of the hearsay is coming from the government itself. Yes or no?
It's coming from the government itself because
okay. Is that not fraud, Eric?
Because the people
is that not fraud?
No, it's not. And again, the people who are working in those positions, when it gets spread that way, they got their job working for the government, just like you got your job working for the radio station. They all got their jobs worth doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. When they went to work and working for Corp US, what Corp US is all plain and clear. It's simple as it could possibly be. But the people have forgotten. And we've gone,
we didn't forget.
100 years.
We don't know. We didn't forget. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. We don't know. And we don't
forget.
Do anything to change that so
okay,
that we
good.
Do know. We don't learn.
Well, I'd rather
now,
do that instead of arguing
time.
About
hold
semantics,
Daniel,
to be honest
time.
With you.
Yeah,
there's the music.
Time.
Hold on.
This time. Okay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr says the public will be able to see the redacted Mueller report within a week. He tells a House panel that they're still redacting four categories of sensitive information.
Right now, the special counsel is working with us on identifying information in the reports that fall under those four categories. we will color code the excisions from the report, and we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's a problem at our southern border and that the president is right to be concerned.
I think the president is legitimately concerned about the crisis at the border. We know that we have not handled immigration well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
To remind everybody about the specials over at the Power Mall. Dr. Group, a great interview with him, always fantastic. The Livotrex is on sale. Cleaning out your liver, how important selenium. All these things cannot be overstated. The probiotic in the pill form, you can, you know, much easier to deal with some ways if you're traveling than the living streams. The Toxidine, that certain type of iodine, a specific type that's important. The detox foot pads, I forgot to ask him about that, but we only have a few left. I mean, when I mentioned it yesterday, that we started to sell them like crazy, so maybe we just don't mention them enough, and it pulls the heavy metals and things out of the bottom of your feet. Wayne was discussing that yesterday about his mom use it. It's pretty cool. The Vegan Safe B12. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take B12 shots, try this B12 and see if it doesn't do just as good or even better. Just try it. I bet you you'll be surprised. I mean, I think it will. If for some reason you don't like it, give it, send it back. We'll take it back. But just try it. And if you feel like you're tired or brain fog or whatever, maybe it's B12 that you need. And all the, of course, the the heart drops, which help with nitric oxide in your body, which are proven, clinically proven, to reduce plaque in your body. And the cholesterol myth, I got a great article from Steve about the cholesterol myth. Wayne told you, 1 in 8 people who have a heart attack, 8 in 10 do not have high cholesterol. That's 4 in 5, ladies and gentlemen. I can still do math, right? 4 in 5 people who have a heart attack do not have high cholesterol. High blood cholesterol, I should say. It's trapped in their arteries. That's why. And then you got the crease. You can go look in the mirror. If you got a crease in your ear and the earlobe, that's a better indicator than all the other indicators combined. So if that's, you're staring that in the face, and you're staring some sort of Lipitor, statin, or whatever type drug, expert after expert have been on the show and told you. Dr. Sherry Rogers said it may go down in history as the worst drug in the history of mankind, statin drugs. So what is the solution? What is the myth? What is the lie? Well, $50 billion later in Big Pharma, we're the one that suffers. And like, it was so fantastic to have Wayne here and spend time with him. And he told me a quote. I don't think he said this on air, but I'll say it now. When you die, your doctor doesn't go in the box with you. You're in there. He won't even leave his card, folks. That's right. He won't even leave his card. It's funny. If it wasn't so true, it's so laughable. It's serious. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen, but you might as well laugh a little bit. And so it's your responsibility. Heart drops are a fantastic product, all other things. Please consider purchases from us or consider a donation. We really appreciate it. And look, you mean everything to the show. You are the show. And your conviction, your passion, every little thing you do, your energy, your prayers for us, we feel them. We feel them. Believe me. You think it's easy to do this and to present this in this type of environment that we're looking at, to present the truth and talk to, I'm trying to talk to Eric and talk about the Social Security thing. We agree on 99.9% of things, and we're sitting here arguing about ridiculousness. But do you think it's easy to do this? It's not. Your support and your prayers are putting us here, and we thank you. So please support us over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. God bless you. Getting back to Eric. Eric seems to have a different definition of fraud than I do, so we're going to move past that. But Eric, talk about the Social Security. A card holder is made. A number, an account is made. Go further and explain what goes on and how we get transferred from a living person to now signing on or buying into this, I'm not going to use the word fraudulent system, but it's un-American, un-Bill of Rights system, un-Dominion of God system. Let's put it that way.
Well, when you deal with the Dominion of God, you're starting to deal with what really people need to be awakening to, the fact that when you're dealing with where we are, what's going on in our nation, you have to learn how to learn the law. You can't just go willy-nilly and taking whatever you read off the internet or whatever. You have to learn how to learn the law. That's what team law is. That's why team law was set up. That's why we understand these things, and why we can teach people how to understand the law and these things, and understand the difference between fraud and what is actually going on. Because once you understand what is actually going on, it's not all doom and gloom. There's some real big, powerful, positive things. But you can't exercise those big, powerful, positive things if you don't understand how. And that's the key. So what happens to these people out there when they're dealing with what is actually going on, and people are working with what the Social Security system is, most people don't do that. Again, when the application is filled out, the SS5 form, it's almost never filled out by the person to whom it's never filled out by the person to whom the Social Security card will be mailed. So let's take a look at that, what that process is. So again, when we go and we look at the records and look at the law and look at the rules and regulations related to the creation of that Social Security card, the procedures manuals, guidance to the Social Security Association for the creation of this thing, and the people people that are working inside government and every place else dealing with these things. We've been going on since 1935 with this system in place. And back when it first started, like you said, or like you didn't say it, but it kind of infers what happened. People were concerned with the Social Security cardholder that at that time that it might get misunderstood and become some type of mandated identification system that people have to use. So rather than looking at where we are right now today under the Homeland Security rule, and that has in fact become a key element in doing just about anything, let's go back and finish up looking at what the Social Security cardholder relationship is and then look at how it's used. So
Eric, the thought just came to me. That's an important point. So the way that Social Security number, what have you, becomes almost all-encompassing, and the government agencies, quote-unquote, Corp USA government agencies, have required it, that's not true for a real American. For real America. So when they, if you go to a government agency and they tell you you have to provide this information when it's not true that you do, is that fraud?
Right.
Is that fraud?
No, it's not.
Then what do you call that?
It's your understanding.
Hold on. Okay. If you go to a government agency,
Daniel, do you want me to answer the question or not?
Please do.
Okay. So when we go to the law. The law says to people in these positions that are interviewing whoever it is that's across the counter dealing with whatever situation is, the law requires that person that's sitting in that position to ask for a Social Security number. That does not in any way imply that the person who is standing there desiring whatever it is they're desiring has to give them that. Or has to have one.
Okay,
fact,
stop.
The law says that you cannot be deprived of any right, privilege, or immunity for not giving a Social Security number, even if you have one.
Okay.
So that's those are laws that are on the books, and people
are
ignorant.
I got you. I'm with you.
When we're talking about under the Homeland Security rule of law, we're skipping what we were going to talk about. The creation of the Social Security cardholder system so you can understand it. But when you're looking at the Homeland Security system, again, Homeland Security is an act that was enacted, like, what was it, 35 days after the airplanes were hitting the towers and the Pentagon and all that kind of stuff. But the Pentagon was attacked and airplanes hit the towers and the airplane, some former aircraft crash in Pennsylvania, and all that kind of stuff was going on. And 5 days later, the Patriot Act was in place, and it's the Patriot Act that the banks and all these others use and say they have to ask you what the Social Security number is. It is the Patriot Act that suggests to businesses that they should ask for that. Then under Homeland Security, which came in about 35 days later, now, if you look at these acts, the Patriot Act is huge, and the Homeland Security Act is even bigger. And how could those things have possibly come to be in 5 days and then 30 days later? It's a physical impossibility for those things to have happened through Congress that fast. But that's a whole other topic. Now, if we go back and take a look at this cardholder and what's actually going on, the SS-5 form is the instrument that instigates the relationship. The relationship is plain and clear and simple. The United States government created a name and an account number. It says it clearly in the laws and in the codes. They created that name and account number, and they put it in the database, the 6058 record database, as indexing fields for the information in that database. And they take the rest of the data that's on that SS-5 form, and they put that also into that database. Now, what happens then is they take that name and number and they print it on a pre-printed Social Security card. The pre-printed Social Security card is a die-cut piece of a larger form. And that form clearly states, and the back of the card, which is part of that form, clearly states that this card does not belong to you. It belongs to the United States government. They reserve the ownership of it to the United States government. So, in law, the only way for you to have the possession of that.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always good to be with you. Stay tuned for tomorrow's show, tomorrow's broadcast. James McCanny, always a favorite. We'll have him on. We'll talk about who knows what we'll talk about. But you know it will be interesting with James McCanny tomorrow. Daniel Estlin later this week. So stay tuned. Dr. Abel for all those things. We're going to finish up now with Eric Madsen from TeamLaw.net. Eric, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you taking the, I don't know what, this razzing back and forth, or we're going back and forth. I'm going to ask you one more question about this. I'm hung up on this. I mean, I cannot get past it. Okay, what you said is true. Then why can Americans not get a driver's license in most states of America without a Social Security number?
Well, let me ask you a question. Why would they want one? Again, the Constitution,
okay,
we start off, we're dealing the review
that's
of
two
law.
Things. I agree with
Constitution,
you. Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
The Constitution,
I will. I'll answer your question. You ask me a question, I will answer it, Eric. I will answer it. I agree with you. I will answer it. You ask me a question. You put it back on me, I'll answer it. The reason why is because when you get pulled over by some hillbilly, redneck, ignorant, jockstrap cop who doesn't know the Bill of Rights, doesn't know the Constitution, doesn't know his oath, doesn't know anything except he's the authorité on the roads, and you pull over and start the talking about that you don't have a driver's license, or you know, why are you asking me these questions, or whatever you say to him, and they pull you out of the car and beat the crap out of you. That's why.
Well, of course that's why. But the problem is this. The Constitution was created for the purpose of protecting your liberty as a nation and a form of civil society and protecting the liberty of the people. The liberty is defined in law as your right to take your property and come and go as you please without interference from government. So this thing about the driver's license has something else going on. Now, you get in the Patriot Command and everybody arguing about that, and that's all you get is you get argument, just like this call today. And as I start showing you what the Social Security card is.
Well, the reason, the reason we have argument, because you're not recognizing the fraud of the situation. And I'm frustrated because if I don't have a driver's license, they're going to beat the crap out of me. If I do try to get a driver's license, I have to do a Social Security. You tell me that's not fraud. You tell me that's not, on its face, some sort of deception.
I don't have a driver's license. I drive perfectly fine and freely. And when I have been stopped, the cases are thrown out of court because I did it the right way. I went and I established
the tell us what the right way. What does that mean? What is the right way?
Yeah, we don't have
go ahead and tell me
that.
What the right way. Do I have to bow to them? Do I have to genuflect to them?
No,
I can't just cite the Bill of Rights. I just can't cite the Constitution. I can't just cite that I'm an American, that I'm a God-endowed American.
No, because it's not.
Go ahead. Tell me what the right way is that I genuflect to these frauds and these forfeits. And these counterfeits, and these criminals.
Okay, you're dealing with a Social Security cardholder relationship, and to understand what it is, first of all, they entrusted the card with a business trust, and that's the only way you can lawfully hold someone else's property and not be, you know, if you hold somebody else's property and you don't have it in a lawful way, then you're a thief. That's what the law, nine-tenths of the law, possession is nine-tenths of the law. That's the law of theft. If you're in possession of stolen property, nine-tenths of the law says you're a thief. But the Social Security cardholder relationship, what happens is once that cardholder is accepted, so the card's sent out to this address, and it says right on, this is not your card. We want you to hold this card for us. That creates a trust.
It doesn't say this on the card. I just looked at my uncle's Social Security card. It doesn't say that. Maybe the new ones do. I don't know. This one doesn't. But anyway, go ahead.
The new ones do, and most of them have. There's like one issue of them that didn't say that on the card, but it did say it on the paperwork the card came with, and it does
probably
say it in
maybe
the law.
Maybe not.
And
sure.
So,
okay.
Well, it does. So the bottom line is the card ownership is reserved to the United States government. It is entrusted with the card holder, not with you. Congress says they created that name and number to uniquely distinguish the cardholder from any people of the same or of a similar name. So that's what it does. It distinguishes them. Now, what happens then when you take that card and you go out and contract for employment?
We only have a few minutes, Eric. I want to talk about what you get pulled over, and let's talk about you don't have
a
Social Security number, you don't have a driver's license.
Let me follow through.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
So who gets the job? The cardholder gets the job. So the paycheck comes, and who's it given to? The cardholder's got its name and number on it. So then you take that paycheck down, you open up a bank account. And when you open up the bank account, who's opening the bank account? You or the trust? It's the trust. So now you take the funds from that bank account, and you go out and you buy a car. Okay? Who bought the car? Again, if you had to get a loan for it, you use the cardholder. The owner of the car is the cardholder. The cardholder is United States government agency. The card is held in trust. When that cardholder purchases that car is held in trust. It's United States government agency's property. Now, if the United States government wants to operate that car in your state, it has to have permission from the state to do so. That's what the license plate is on the car. Now, if you want to operate that car in accord with the statutes that hold the operation of that car, which belongs to the cardholder, if you want to operate that car, you don't have authority to operate that car. It's the United States government's car through the cardholder. So if you want to operate that in accord with the statute, that you'd be operating as a United States government agent for that cardholder, and to do that, you have to have a license to drive the car, because the state has to authorize the federal government to exercise that privilege in
Very
the state
good.
Law. The licensed driver is not you, it's the cardholder.
Okay, very good.
The owner of the car is the cardholder.
We only got a couple of minutes.
Yes.
I'm going to issue a challenge to you, and I'll be your guinea pig. I've tried lots of things. I want you to help me figure out how I can travel around here in my autovateur on my own accord with no driver's license, no social security number, without coming in conflict with these police. You do that for me, and I will genuflect to you.
I have no problem with that at all.
Okay,
and if you
that's
want to learn how to do that, you can come over to Team Law. Anybody can come to Team Law. We
can help anybody learn
the law so they can apply that and any other aspect of applying the law. Because that's what we do at Team Law, teamlaw.net.
Very good. Teamlaw.net, you can get a lot. Look, I love your website. I love what you do. I don't like coming on and talking about these particulars. I'm issuing a challenge.
And
I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know how long this. I want you to help me to do this. I don't have time to fight all these things. I need you to walk me through it and help me. If you're willing to do that, I will do whatever you ask me to, and then you come back on, and then we'll do it again. We'll talk about what we did and how we did this. I think that would be fantastic if you accept that challenge.
Well, again, I can do that, but what I can't just jump out there and do that for you. You not being a Team Law beneficiary, when we do that for Team Law beneficiaries all the time. If you were a Team Law beneficiary,
what are you talking about, Eric?
Then you could do that,
Eric,
and I could help you with
Eric,
that.
Eric, I just put you all nationwide on the radio.
Well,
I'm not a Team Law benefit. What that? Okay. The challenge is put out there. The challenge is out there, Eric, to you. I really appreciate it. Eric Manson, thank you for your time. Teamlaw.net. The challenge is there to him. I want to be able to travel without a driver's license. The challenge is there to you, Eric. So thank you very much.
You're going to have to get a hold of me to do that. I can't.
I will.
Get a hold of me to do that.
I will. I'm going to have Catherine get a hold of you. We'll set up a time. I will. I really want to do this for real. God bless you.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, James McCanny. We're gonna see if this works. I'm gonna confront him, and we're gonna do it. Eric, it's on you. We're gonna do it. God bless you.
It's not on me. It's on you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.